The New South Wales government is toughening sanctions on those who repeatedly flout driver licence laws, but also providing a road back to lawful driving for disqualified drivers who can demonstrate they can be trusted. The reforms have been announced by the Attorney General of New South Wales, Mark Speakman, and the Minister for Roads, Maritime and Freight, Melinda Pavey. Now, Mr. Speakman said this overhaul of driver licence disqualification laws rebalances the system in favour of people who prove they can steer their lives back on track while providing police with extra on-the-spot powers to punish repeat disqualified driving offenders. The New South Wales government reforms adopt recommendations of the Multi-Partisan Legislative Assembly Committee and will do the following. Allow police to confiscate number plates or vehicles for 3 and 6 months for repeat unauthorised drivers and for those who commit certain serious driving offences. Now, what I need to know, where does it work here as it already works with the Hoon laws when you're driving mummy or daddy's car or Uncle Bill's car or Auntie Ethel's car? How does that work? Allow the courts to lift the disqualification period for those who can demonstrate a commitment to lawful behaviour and who have been compliant with their disqualification period for 2 to 4 years. They can then reapply for a licence. Now, in other words, if they behave, it appears to me the maximum period you can be disqualified now for certain offences is 4 years. Because if you've been compliant for 4 years, you can reapply for a licence. Introduce automatic and minimum disqualification periods for unauthorised driving offences and revise maximum imprisonment terms for unauthorised driving offence penalties. Abolish the habitual traffic offender scheme, which has been proven not to be a deterrent. There's no equivalent scheme in any other Australian jurisdiction. Exclude anyone ever convicted of driving offences involving death or grievous bodily harm from applying to reduce their disqualification term. So that's one good aspect. If you get done having killed someone or caused grievous bodily harm, you cannot apply to reduce your disqualification term. Mrs. Pavey said the reforms put road safety front and centre, giving disqualified drivers an incentive to return to lawful driving. For those who continue to break the rules, magistrates will continue to have maximum disqualification periods available to them. So it's about rewarding people who can behave themselves, but the one problem I have, the confiscation of either number plates or vehicles for repeat unauthorised drivers, what happens if the car doesn't belong to them? At the moment, under the Hoon laws, you can't take the car off. Now, read the new laws. The amendments will only apply to a disqualified driver who's also the well, that's a waste of time. Absolute waste of time. Same as the Hoon laws. And I'll make that point. These amendments will only apply to a disqualified driver who's the registered owner of the vehicle. I mean, if you're an habitual offender, it would mean that you have other problems in your life. You probably don't have a job. You don't have a car. You borrow someone else's. So, the whole system falls down on the back of that. I'm sorry. I had meetings with the Attorney General and the Minister. I said I'd support it. But if that's the rule, that's a dumb rule. That needs to be changed immediately. If the amendment is, it will only apply to a disqualified driver who's the registered owner of the operator of the vehicle, well, the answer's a pineapple. The same with the Hoon laws. We're taking the car. Can't. It belongs to Uncle Harry. Belongs to Mummy. Belongs to Daddy. I mean, fair dinkum. If you're going to revise the laws, make sure there are no loopholes. You could put a B-double through this loophole. Someone phoned and said, look, all learners and P-platers should have to do a traffic offenders course as education. Well, the two most notorious cases I've dealt with today, a 55-year-old truck driver who's in custody on a warrant was doing 119 in a semi-trailer coming down the hill at Lapston in a 60 zone. A 42-year-old father with a 10-year-old child in the car has gone high-range drink driving at Penshurst. Now, they would have been getting their L's and P's a long, long, long time ago. One of the things that I won't tolerate is people blaming young people. Yes, young people lose their lives on the road, and so do older people lose their lives. I mean, age is no bar to stupidity. No bar whatsoever to stupidity. So we can have all the traffic education offenders courses we want for P-platers and L-platers, and some of them might need it. But by crikey, We need some courses for 55-year-old imbeciles in trucks from Western Australia and 42-year-old imbeciles from Sydney driving with a little girl in the car.